Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And today we're going to take a look at Bloodshot, which is the, I guess, second comic book movie of the year. I think it's a Valiant comic.
Yes, that is correct.
All right. And the director is Dave Wilson. The writers are Jeff Wadlow, Eric Hassener, and some other people were credited, probably because they wrote the comic book. And it stars Vin Diesel, Issa Gonzalez, and Guy Pearce, and there's some other people, well-known people, Toby Kibble's in the movie. The synopsis is, Ray Garrison, a slain soldier, is reanimated with superpowers. So that is pretty much the whole movie right there. Thank you, good night. But the whole thing is that it starts off with a breach and clear in some random Middle Eastern country. Vin Diesel squares off with a terrorist. The terrorist has a hostage. He attempts to kill the terrorist. He basically kills the terrorist. Then he meets up with his girlfriend or wife at this point on vacation. He notices that something's wrong. People are trying to kill him. And then he tries to run out to find his wife. And someone stabs him in his thigh. He wakes up. They have him hostage. Then they bring his wife in. And they're talking about how they're going to kill his wife if he doesn't explain how he knew about this, whatever operation that he was on. And he said he doesn't know, but they kill his wife and they kill him. And then he wakes up. He's in their lab. They explain to him that he has nanites in his body, that he can regenerate himself. Now he has superpowers and he is kind of hell-bent on trying to find the people that killed his wife. So, having said all that, Keith, what did you think of Bloodshot?
Was not as horrible as I thought it was going to be. It was watchable. It was not the best. Honestly, I don't think you could do a whole lot with this material. Like, the whole nanite thing has been done to death. Guy Pearce's character was interesting.
If Guy Pearce from Iron Man 3 survived. Right.
Guy Pearce's character was interesting. He was interesting in that he didn't even entertain the thought about good and evil. What he was doing was wrong or right. It was, I got some technology. We were hired to do a job. An asset, that's it. I'm not entertaining this whole thought about your morality clause. I got no time for that. These other dicks are trying to cut me out, so I'm cutting them out. That's all it is. I don't want to hear anything else about it. So his attitude was actually more refreshing than anything else. And I don't know if they could have done anything else with this character. I just wish that that same nuance translated over to Vin Diesel's character. Just him
being...
Well,
there's only so much nuance you're going to get from his acting style.
pretty much. I know he wants to try different stuff, and he's tried different stuff in the past, but it ended up being one shot. Well, put it this way, like, if you remember his Riddick character, Perfect Dark and The Chronicles of Riddick. It
was, you mean Pitch Black?
Yeah, Pitch Black. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. Pitch Black and Chronicles of Riddick. That was easily one of the more clear anti-hero character, but it was one that he did a pretty good job with.
Yeah, that's probably some of his better acting. And yeah.
And the problem is with this one is he didn't, you know, he's got some range. It's not a lot. It's certainly more than some other.
He can do more than action if he really wanted to.
Unfortunately, in this case, they kind of stuck his character in this, I got to get revenge for my wife. And it's like, they should have gone more into the whole thing where he goes and tracks down his wife and there's that big reveal. And if they'd have kind of gone that route instead of just wrapping it up and turning into a popcorn flick, it might have been a little bit more.
But, exactly. That's why I don't mean to cut you off, but yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, James, why don't you go ahead and give your thoughts?
I agree with Keith. This movie was not as bad as I thought it was going to be. It was watchable. That's about it. I thought the action sequences weren't bad. I thought they weren't bad. I don't know that much about the character, so I can't really speak on it that much. I know it's a Valiant Comics character, so I don't know that much about him. But the movie wasn't bad, but it sure the hell wasn't good either. Everything Keith said, I agree 100%. They really didn't...
It's all one-dimensional. Everything.
Yeah, it's very one-dimensional. Very, very one-dimensional.
Story's one-dimensional. Guy Pearce is one-dimensional.
That's the thing, though. There were hints that there was more to it than that.
Yeah, and I was looking forward to that.
Yeah, and they're like, when he went to the whole tandem, like, it was like, okay, reset him. Let's get it going. And the chick in the film, can't remember her name. That's how bad the side characters were. Yeah, KT, I think
KT
it was, right?
Issa Gonzalez.
Yeah, so she, look, this is wrong. We need to face up to this. We've done this 8 other times. This is getting ridiculous. This is wrong. And he just basically says, kill that morality stuff. Oh, we got a business to run. Let's get the job done. At that, you kind of saw that there was something else to it. He didn't
She was also in a lead of Battle Angel.
She was?
Yeah. I think she was that weird cyborg chick, the one with all the blades.
Matt's comments. Matt?
This movie reminded me of RoboCop so much. Yeah. Like RoboCop from 2019. Same premise. I found it very predictable. I don't know about how you guys felt about it after the first 10 minutes. Oh, yeah, it was predictable.
Yeah. I mean, it was a straight path.
Yeah.
There was no branching stories, really. It was just like... Mm-hmm. Hey, I want my revenge.
And you guys hit the nail on the head earlier. It's a one-dimensional character, it's a one-dimensional movie. It was good to watch. Something that I'd probably watch on a cable night. But other than that, I wouldn't actually go ahead and watch it again.
As James said, this movie, well, Keith also said it, it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. And at some point, I started thinking about X-Men Origins Wolverine Soldier, and he went under the process. It kind of reminded me of that. Source Code. Mm. And Edge of Tomorrow. At some point, the movie starts doing the Groundhog's Day.
Yeah.
Let's keep repeating certain sections over and over and over again. And that's the whole crux of the story. So it's like, you really can watch the story once, fast forward, go to the end of the movie. And maybe like the last 20 minutes of movie is probably the most important. The first 10 minutes and the last 20 minutes. And like, that's it. I will also say that the action was not shot well in this movie. I know some of this is probably budget concerns, but there was too many quick cuts, too many off angles, or things were happening, or you knew something happened, but now they own a totally different shot. It's only but so much you're going to get out of him acting, and it was okay. As Mike would say, this is a definition of a popcorn flick. Put it on. This is something you might watch on TNT while you're cleaning the house. On a weekend.
FX or USA on a Saturday.
Yeah. Again, there's only but so much you could do with this. And but as Matt says, RoboCop, same thing. Like, hey, someone dies in the line of duty, and now you're the property of another, in this case, RST or whatever.
Evil organization.
Yeah.
Actually, so, what it is.
Right.
So again, this Guy Pearce, if Guy Pearce from Iron Man 3 did not die and he got the extremist technology,
he's just a little bit more subdued.
That was literally on last night too.
I was watching it.
So let's just get the scores. So Keith, what score would you give Bloodshot?
I'd maybe watch it again, but I probably would give it a pass maybe, but give it a 6. Wasn't horrible, wasn't amazing, and probably Vin Diesel should stop trying to make his every character he plays a hero. Like, just go with the anti-hero route.
Yeah, because he's good at that.
Because he's good at that.
Well, guess what? Heroism in Fast and Furious, like whatever, 9, 10, 20, 25.
That's right.
Hey, he's going. Family forever.
Going and going.
He's going to ride that train until the damn wheels fall off. And you know what? More power to him. Right? He took some
of
that
spin off, or he's going to produce and then do guest shots. Watch.
More power to him. Man. Make your money. Go ahead.
Man, they're going to trick out a Tesla by the time the series is done.
Basically.
I'm telling you.
I won't be surprised in the next movie.
I think Mike would like this. He's also in Avatar 2.
What?
Yeah.
That's what?
I don't know what he...
When is that fucking movie supposed to be coming out? I'm getting tired of people talking.
Why is that movie coming out? Why?
That's an even better question.
2021.
Yeah, how about 20 never?
They finished photography, what, 3 years ago?
Holy shit.
Oh my
God. Please stop. God, no.
Right. So, Jay.
I will take another Star Wars trilogy for this bullshit.
So, Jay, what score would you give Bloodshot? Because you were actually kind of, I wouldn't even say excited about it, but you kept mentioning it.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to see it because I was like, okay, this looks interesting. I believe Keith was the first person to actually mention the trailer to me. And I watched the trailer. I was like, okay, this looks interesting. Let's see how this is going to be. I would give it a 5.5. The movie wasn't bad, but it wasn't good. It was a lot better than what I expected it to be. I like the action, but I do agree with you, like some certain action scenes wasn't shot properly, or certain things weren't bad in my opinion. The movies were very one-dimensional. It's a very straight linear path with the storytelling, so it's not really much that you have to look forward to. You don't have to look forward to, like, it's something going to branch off to explain exactly in depth of what's going on. Is it more character development? No, it's not there. So I would give it a 5.5. I will watch it again if nothing else was on. Just be like, hey, I want to be entertained, whatever. It's a popcorn movie. So that's it. A 5.5. That's all it's going to get from me.
All right, Matt.
RoboCop 2020, I'd give it a 5. Very straightforward movie with characters who you don't feel at least anywhere closely emotionally attached to. Very straightforward. Watch on TBS in 2 months.
Yeah, so as Matt says, that this is RoboCop. So eventually it starts off with that person doing some wonderful deed that they die. And then all of a sudden they're under the control of a corporation and them trying to discover their powers and them going rogue. With this movie, it's so one-dimensional. It just goes that path in movie. That's it. You might have a couple of side characters. One side character helps him in his task to bring down the evil corporation. That is it. I will not watch this movie again. I mean, I think I've seen it enough. And again, as I said, if you watch the first 10, 15 minutes and the last 20 minutes, that's all you need to see of this movie. I'm going to give this a 4.5. It's not terrible and it's not good. It's not okay, but
and it's not a 0. So I'm like completely shocked.
Yeah. So I watched it like
it's just there. It's just there.
Despite Vin Diesel and his acting and all the other, the person, Isa Gonzalez, she was okay. Guy Pearce is just, he showed up probably for like maybe 3 days and did his lines and that was it. What else can you ask from this? I mean, maybe the last 20 minutes, the action scenes, and Chris, what, they just rip one of those action scenes directly from Hobbs and Shaw. In Hobbs and Shaw, there's a whole action scene with apparently another cyber enhanced human played by Idris Elba.
Hobbs and Shaw was supposed to be grounded in some.
Doesn't matter. He's straight on a superhero now, but the whole thing was that there was a whole elevator sequence, and this also does another elevator sequence. So at some point, Vin Diesel was like, oh, they're doing that? Let me do that too, because I'm producing that movie. But
y'all gonna say, was that his shot at The Rock?
I don't know. But it is an elevator sequence where Vin Diesel is jumping across elevators and jumping down elevators, jumping up elevators on the outside of the building, which is the same thing as Hobbs and Shaw. Vin Diesel, second comic book movie here, kind of gets a pass, I guess. Could be watching Birds of Prey or Harley Quinn. God. But nevertheless, that is Bloodshot, and that's the Beast Game Podcast.